AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama, during a joint White House news conference with Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff, says he won't agree to a nuclear deal with Iran unless it includes ways to ensure that Iran's paths to a nuclear weapon are blocked.
Given past behavior on the part of Iran, that can't simply be a declaration by Iran and a few inspectors wandering around every once in a while.
The talks in Vienna have been extended for a week beyond today's deadline. Greece's international bailout is expiring, and it becomes the first developed nation to miss a payment to the International Monetary Fund. Greece made a last-ditch proposal today to extend that bailout, but its European creditors decided in a teleconference there was no way they could reach a deal. Instead, they will focus on a new plan starting tomorrow. Meanwhile, Greek voters will cast ballots in a referendum on Sunday on a new bailout, which includes severe budget restrictions. Market watcher David Buick says if they vote no, well, then they'll have no real place to turn.
Maybe they've had conversations with China and Russia, but if they do that, they're going to alienate everybody around the world and virtually ostracize themselves from receiving any help or trade.
Now there are 14 candidates running for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says his campaign slogan is, "Tell it like it is."
When I stand up on a stage like this in front of all of you, there is one thing you will know for sure. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean, and that's what America needs right now.
Christie made his announcement at his old high school. A Florida judge says it doesn't matter that 26 other states have a mandatory waiting period included in their abortion laws. He's blocking a new Florida law requiring a 24-hour wait because Florida's right of privacy is broader than it is in those other states, and the new law would infringe on that right. This is AP Radio News. Later tonight, the State Department will release online about 3,000 pages of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton's correspondence from 2009, her first year as Secretary of State. Department spokesman John Kirby admits the release is coming in just under a court-mandated deadline.
We recognize it's an inconvenient time. We know the difficulty of posting it online at that hour.
The department has to release more emails every 30 days until all 55,000 or so pages have been made public by the end of January next year. Misty Copeland has been named principal dancer at American Ballet Theater, the first African-American ballerina to achieve that status in the company's 75-year history. Mexico is skipping the Miss Universe pageant. The country's beauty pageant director says she was offended and angry over insulting remarks about her country by Donald Trump, one of the owners of the Miss Universe pageant. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.